Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
The USDA's Economic Research Service updated farm sector profit projections on Wednesday, which are expected to increase in 2021. ERS forecast inflation-adjusted net cash farm income, which is gross cash income minus cash expenses, to increase to $12.6 billion to $133 billion. The U.S. net farm income is forecast to increase by $18.4 billion from 2020 to $116.8 billion in 2021. For more on the numbers, this is Spiro Stefano, the administrator of the USDA's Economic Research Center, outlining some of the changes in this week's new farm income forecast.
Between September and now, we've revised production expenses up. But at the same time, we also revised crop receipts and crop inventory adjustments, and livestock receipts are up as well. So the production expenses were increased by $4.1 billion, but crop receipts are increased by nearly $3 billion. Crop inventory adjustments were quite significantly adjusted, up $6.3 billion. And livestock receipts were up $2.8 billion. So the increase in the value of production way offset the increase in production expenses in terms of the adjustments.
Farmers this year are going to be getting a much smaller share of their farm income from direct government payments. Gary Crawford for the USDA has more.
In a few days, when producers close the books on the 2021 year, most of those farmers and ranchers will consider it a
pretty good farm income year.
Best in about 8 years, this from USDA's chief economist Seth Meyer. USDA forecasting a 23% increase in net farm income this year. That makes 5 years in a row of rising net farm incomes. Last year, you remember, a huge chunk of farm income came from direct government payments, $45.7 billion worth out of a total of almost $95 billion. Seth Meyer says this year those payments will only be about $27 billion.
And so what you're really seeing is the run up in farm income is despite the pullback in some government payments, as for every dollar you're losing from a direct government payment, you're getting more than a dollar from the marketplace, and that's what's pushing farm income higher.
The Pride of Dakota Holiday Showcase is going to be returning to the Bismarck Event Center this weekend, December 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Ag Commissioner Doug Goring says this year's Holiday Showcase features more than 200 companies offering unique North Dakota-made products. He added shoppers will find thousands of products to choose from, including gourmet food, wine, spirits, books, jewelry, and more. This is Inside Agriculture.